朋友们，大家好，今天是4月8号星期三，欢迎收看美国观察。美国总统特朗普和前副总统拜登通电话，商讨新冠疫情。特朗普政府禁止出口医疗物资到外国，但是表示并不担心其他国家不提供医疗物资给美国。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
4月6号星期一，美国今年因为新型冠状病毒而死亡的人数突破了10000人。那么到4月7号的中午为止呢，美国今年的死亡人数已经高达11000多人。那么特朗普总统在星期一晚上的白宫新闻记者会上呢，表示说正在与他来竞争2020总统大选的民主党总统候选人之一前副总统拜登已经打电话给他，两个人商讨了新型冠状病毒的疫情。那么其实呢，这个拜登多次的在媒体上已经批评过特朗普政府在新冠疫情上的应变动作太慢。拜登呢，甚至早在1月27号就已经投书了《今日美国报》，呼吁特朗普要关注正在中国发生的病毒疫情。那么特朗普总统呢，他则表示说，拜登与他在这个电话上的谈论十分的愉快，两个人大概持续讨论了15分钟。我们看看特朗普总统星期一在白宫的记者会上是怎么说的。
I also spoke just a few minutes ago with Vice President, former Vice President Biden, who called, and we had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about. And he gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that. And we just had a very friendly conversation. Lasted probably 15 minutes, and it was really good. It was really good. Really nice. I think it was very much so. I appreciate his calling.
所以我们知道特朗普政府对于美国的境内的一些医疗的设备，包括像是现在很受到关注的 N95 口罩已经进行了出口的禁令。那么这个做法呢，也引发了包括加拿大等国家的抗议。印度也对美国实施两种药物的禁令，也就是特朗普总统经常所说可以拿来治疗新冠病毒的强氯喹还有这个扑热息痛两种药物的出口禁令。虽然目前没有医学上的证据，而且美国政府的医学专家表示是还需要谨慎的来考量，但特朗普总统一直公开推广强氯喹是治疗新冠肺炎的药物。特朗普总统在星期一晚上的简报会上说呢，他对于印度的出口禁令表示不满，并且表示可能会进行报复。我们来看一下特朗普总统在星期一的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
I don't like that decision. If that's, I didn't hear that that was his decision. I know that he stopped it for other countries. I spoke to him yesterday. We had a very good talk, and we'll see whether or not that's his. I would be surprised if he would. You know, because India does very well with the United States. For many years, they've been taking advantage of the United States on trade. So I would be surprised if that were his decision. He'd have to tell me that. I spoke to him Sunday morning, called him. And I said, we'd appreciate your allowing our supply to come out. If he doesn't allow it to come out, that would be okay. But of course, there may be retaliation. Why wouldn't there be?
此外呢，特朗普总统在星期一晚上的新闻记者会上也是说呢，已经跟这个制造 N95 口罩的厂商 3M 达成了协议，之后呢，这家公司将会每个月生产5550万片的口罩。那么星期一晚上呢，特朗普政府就宣布了暂时停止部分的 N95 口罩出口禁令。那此外，星期二的上午，印度政府就表示说，在印度国内够用的前提之下，将基于人道的理由，将强氯喹出口的禁令部分的免除。此外呢，特朗普总统也提到，在疫情的影响之下，美国与中国如何进行贸易上的合作。但同时呢，他也质问，在这个白宫的记者会上来问他这些问题的中国记者，是不是为中国政府而工作？我们看特朗普总统是怎么质问这个中国记者的。
Thank you, Mr. President. Only last week, there were multiple flights coming from China full of medical supplies.
Yes.
Companies like Huawei and Alibaba has been donating
right.
to the United States
People
like
1.5
million N95 masks and also a lot of medical gloves and much more medical supplies.
Sounds like a statement more than a question.
And Ambassador, Chinese Ambassador Cui Tiankai last night wrote an op-ed on New York Times calling to cooperation with the United States. So are you personally working directly with China.
We just signed a trade deal.
So fighting with the
virus. It's the biggest deal probably ever made. And I hope they're going to honor that trade deal. If they don't honor the trade deal, then I'll tell you a different answer. But I think they will. They're going to spend billions of dollars for agriculture. They're going to spend billions of dollars for many different things, whereas China never spent money in our country. We spent money. We had a deficit, a trade deficit with China for years of $500 billion, $400 billion. We had the biggest trade deficits in the history of the world with China. Now China is going to spend a lot, has agreed to spend $250 billion, many billions of dollars in our country, much of it going to farmers and manufacturers. So I'll let you know. I mean, I hope they're going to honor the deal. We'll find
with
out.
China, are you cooperating with China?
I don't
China?
Know. Who are you working for, China? You
I
work
know.
For China
or
are you with a
Hong
newspaper?
Kong,
who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that, China?
It's
is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private-owned company.
Okay, good. Okay. Look, I'll let you know. I'll give you a good answer to that in a few months. I wanted to see what they do. Because it's time for them to help us, okay? It's time right now for China to help us. And hopefully they do. And if they don't, that's okay too.
除此之外呢，白宫的人事也出现了变动。在新的白宫幕僚长梅多斯上任之后，就传出会可能撤换白宫的发言人。四月七号星期二，第一夫人办公室发出了声明，这个白宫新闻秘书葛利斯罕离职，回到东乡第一夫人办公室来担任第一夫人的幕僚长，那改由特朗普竞选阵营的发言人来出任白宫的发言人，而原国防部的发言人阿丽莎Farrer 呢，则是出任白宫的策略通讯主任。所以呢，在这个疫情这个蔓延的期间呢，看起来白宫内部的人事也出现了变动。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
美国总统特朗普表示，美国已经购买了3000万剂强氯喹，用于治疗新冠肺炎。不过，目前没有科学证据表明这种药的有效性。我们来看报道。
尽管没有数据显示这种抗疟疾药对新冠肺炎的有效性，但人们仍然在囤积这种药物用于治疗新冠肺炎。非洲各处药房的抗疟疾药几乎售罄，绝望的国家包括美国在内正在扩大获得强氯喹的途径，以便治疗新冠肺炎。
We bought massive amounts of it, 29 million doses of it. We have it coming from all of the labs. We're actually now doing it here because in case it does work,We want to have it.
强氯喹也以其商标名必克赖吕相称，用于治疗疟疾、狼疮和关节炎。尽管这种药对新冠病毒的杀伤力没有得到证实，但自二月份以来，特朗普一直以极大的热情推荐使用。
I may take it, okay? I may take it, and I'll have to ask my doctors about that. But I may take it.
特朗普的冠状病毒工作团队的首席卫生专家安东尼·福契一再表示，这种药的有效性只是传闻。新闻网站 Axios 的报道称，白宫贸易顾问纳瓦罗跟福契医生因为该药发生了冲突。尽管尚未进行临床研究来测试该药治疗新冠病毒的有效性，但当局已经在三月中旬批准在紧急情况下使用该药。
For a clinical benefit, and so we have just a little bit of human evidence that it might work. The studies are small, and we desperately need.Results from randomized clinical trials to see if it's going to have any effect.
特朗普提到说，疟疾高发国家的新冠病例很低，而且患有狼疮的人不太受新冠病毒的影响。前卫生部副部长助理阿南德·帕雷克现在在两党政策中心任职。他说，那只是一种推测。
Until we see data and evidence, we should not jump to any conclusions. The more likely reason, for example,countries in Africa not reporting a high number of cases is simply because testing has lagged in those countries.
美国的医院一直在给新冠病毒患者服用强氯喹，理由是它相对安全，并且可能不会造成伤害。对于心律异常的人来说，这种药被认为是不安全的。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
一位来自福建的纽约曼哈顿广告店店主为医务人员义务制作了防疫插管箱，这个插管箱可以减少医务人员被感染的风险。一起去看一看。
几天前，曼哈顿的维达广告店主王威奇收到女儿同学妈妈的短信，询问她是否可以帮忙制作一款插管箱，目的是让纽约医务人员为新冠病人插管的时候可以多一层保护。王威奇一口答应了下来。
就是前一天刚看到 Emperor Chaser 说他们没有任何的就是防护的那个设施啊，一些glove， 然后一些口罩啊之类的。那个新闻真的很让我很伤心。然后第二天他们就联系到我说，好，没问题，我可以帮你们做。
这款插管箱是由台湾花莲医生赖贤勇设计的。赖医生日前在网上免费公开了设计图，王维奇的店按照图表研究了两天，做出了两个盒子送到纽约表维医院，成功投入使用后，他们用义务做了十个插管箱。
其他的医生说也需要这些盒子，因为是他们相信是可以大大减少那个风险的。
因新冠病毒疫情，王维奇已经一个月没有任何业务，他无力承担全部的开销。于是医护人员在 GoFundMe 众筹网上发起筹款，计划先做100个插管箱，由王威奇和另外一家店共同分担制作，并根据医院反馈之后追加产量。截至4月6日，他们已经募捐到约$20,000。王威奇说，这些钱都将用于支付制作成本，他们不会从中盈利。
我先生他自己做，因为过门来了两天，他的家人还是有点担心，他说出路的这个问题呢，然后家人就不让他来了，所以那之后都是我老公自己一个人在组装的。
王玉琪的丈夫每天可以做6至8个插管箱，目前做好的箱子已经送到了纽约的4所医院。
医院现在全部已经开始投入使用了，如果是我们送到的那些医院，他们说都很好，就反应来说就可以帮他们 save life， 就是拯救他们的生命。
美国之音记者九岛纽约报道。
中国通过对各国的抗疫援助来提高自己的全球领导地位。与此同时，特朗普政府正在减少对各国的承诺，转而聚焦自己国内的抗疫战线上。我们来看报道。
中国正在派遣满载医疗用品的飞机前往西班牙、意大利、马来西亚、菲律宾，甚至还有美国，以帮助预防和治疗致命的新冠病毒。分析人士表示，中国的外援行动是为了改善自己在世界部分地区的形象。
China's positive public diplomacy based on public goods, especially in the developing or less developed world, is probably going to accrue to China's soft power benefit.
然而，分析人士警告说，中国的慈善之举也是一个广泛的宣传活动的部分，目的是消灭批评声浪。批评者指责中国的独裁政府隐瞒疫情爆发达几星期之久，并且惩罚那些对新冠病毒的威胁发出警报的医生和异议人士，还有对病例以多报少，因此导致遏止全球大流行的行动挫败。对病毒爆发源头的调查日益加紧之际，最近几星期，中国官方宣传美国军方将新冠病毒带到中国的虚假说法，这场病毒爆发威胁到数百万人以及全球数万亿美元的贸易。
China is an arsonist who's now trying to turn around and put out the fire that it started. And do we really want them to get the credit for that? So do we have any
questions on this?批评人士说，特朗普政府的反应也是出于政治动机。公开的羞辱中国，把新冠病毒称作武汉病毒，以转移对华盛顿最初反应迟钝的指责。尽管美国正在提供数百万美元的援助，帮助全球各地打击致命的新冠病毒，但白宫暗示不该将某些防护设备送到国外，以优先顾及国内需求。中国对新冠病毒的外援行动以及美国对美国优先的强调，在某些方面反映出变化中的世界秩序。
For the most part, the coronavirus has only exacerbated and accelerated trends that had been well in place before COVID-19.
北京通过$10,000,000,000的国际援助和投资基金，努力提高自己的全球领导地位。与此同时，特朗普总统在减少对外国的承诺，聚焦在国内的抗疫战线。美国之音记者帕登华盛顿报道。
一项新的研究表明，全球每年可能有5种动物传播的病原体感染人类，遏制野生动物交易迫在眉睫。来看报道。
据一个著名的野生动物和环境保护组织表示，亚洲的野生动物交易是一宗大生意，仅仅在中国就创造了超过70亿美元的利润。但是随着人畜共患病，也就是病毒从动物转移到人类的疾病不断增加，野生动物的贸易和消费也已成为全球性的威胁。大多数专家呼吁禁止野生动物的贸易和消费。
We're not talking about banning deer and duck hunting. We're talking about ending the global commercial trade in wild animals. This COVID-19 started in a wildlife market in Wuhan, China. The Chinese know it. That's why they closed that market, closed all markets across the country, and have banned wildlife trade and wildlife consumption.
亚洲对食用穿山甲和其他野生动物的胃口，导致2000年初的几次病毒爆发，其中包括 SARS 的大流行。据信病毒是从蝙蝠传播给穿山甲和果子狸，然后再传给人类的。过去动物传播的疾病都没有一种像新冠病毒一样广泛传播，不过医生们希望新技术将有助于开发疫苗。
ในระหว่างที่มนุษยชาติเรามีเทคโนโลยีการสื่อสารที่รวดเร็วเรียกว่ายุคที่ว่าเป็น Big Data ที่เป็นเรียลไทม์อย่างยิ่ง
在中国的邻国比如缅甸，狩猎野生动物是一个传统，为当地家庭提供食物和收入。但随着农村地区的发展，贩运野生动物的威胁和当地居民传统的生活方式发生冲突。
ของป่าเนี่ยเรากินตั้งแต่เป็นเด็กแล้วแต่ว่าเราไม่รู้อะไรหรอกที่มันจิตเชื่อจิตไว้ไรอะไรเงี้ยถ้าเขาปิดอย่างเงี้ยเขาว่าเราก็หายกินยากนะเราเจอลูกหลานเราก็อาจจะไม่มีอะไรจะกินคือ
随着中国开始放宽对曾经是新冠病毒温床地区的限制，环保团体表示，他们将继续施压，以永久消除野生动物的贸易以及随之而来的致命病毒。美国之音桑福德，泰国贾米报道。
纽约一个动物园的老虎新冠病毒检测呈阳性，另外还有其他的一些动物也出现了症状。园方表示，这些动物可能是被一名员工感染的。我们来看报道。
纽约布朗克斯动物园兽医保罗·卡勒对美联社说，园内一名没有出现症状的染疫员工被认为是导致4岁雌性老虎纳迪亚感染新冠以及另外6只老虎和狮子生病的原因。
Nadia, who's a 4-year-old female Malayan tiger, developed a cough, and over the course of a week, 4 tigers and 3 lions developed coughs. Some had wheezing, some were off food a little bitand they were not, you know, seriously ill, but Nadia just didn't seem to be progressing the way we would like, so we anesthetized her for diagnostic testing.
老虎在3月27日开始出现症状，现在他们的状况都不错，预计很快会恢复健康。受纽约疫情影响，动物园已于3月16日关闭。卡勒医生说，这是首个有据可查的人把病毒传染给动物，导致动物生病的病例。
Original spread from an animal to person, probably from a bat to a person in one way or the other, occurred, and that's how people became infected. In the subsequent months, as this pandemic has spread around the globe, people-to-people transmission is the infection route. There's no evidence that, other than that initial spillover, that any animal has infected any person anywhere. And this actually is the first really well-documented example of a person infecting an animal and an animal getting sick.
卡勒说，给老虎做的新冠检测由兽医学校的实验室进行，与给人做的新冠检测不同，也不冲突。
So the fact that we ran an animal COVID test has nothing to do with the human COVID testing, and there's no competition between the two. There wasn't a choice made, you know, that we were going to spend a human test on an animal. They're two parallel testing pathways.
动物园老虎染疫引发新冠病毒在动物身上传播的新问题。美国农业部证实了纳迪亚确诊的结果，但是表示美国目前尚无宠物或家禽感染病毒的案例。在美国以外其他地方，有猫狗宠物在密切接触感染者后检测呈阳性的报道，比如2月底3月初在香港，一只狗被检测出低浓度的新冠病毒。香港农业当局当时的结论是，猫狗不会把病毒传染给人类，但是在接触感染新冠病毒的主人后可能会检测呈阳性。 美国兽医协会和美国疾控中心建议，为谨慎起见，感染新冠病毒的人应避免接触动物。兽医组织在获悉老虎确诊新冠病毒之后，也重申了这条建议。美国之音新闻报道。
多数美国人目前都在家工作，美国之音的记者们也不例外。为了呈现最好的报道效果，我的同事们可以说是八仙过海，各显神通。我们一起去看一看。
I'm Amanda Bennett and I'm director of Voice of America. We've got some pretty interesting things going on. I'm recording this from home because here at Voice of America, almost all of us are now working remotely in order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
美国之音。坚持我们的使命。
We at the Voice of America are taking COVID-19 very seriously. And for that reason, we're bringing you Africa 54 live from Esther's house.
今天以及每一天，我们都在这里。即使在艰难的时刻，我们还是想方设法为您带来新闻。从我们的储物间，通过我们的笔记本电脑，从我们的家里，一边照顾我们的孩子，狗狗在等待我们带他们出去散步，我们的家是我们新的新闻直播间。尽管我们全部都在家，但是新闻一直不间断，节目必须继续。美国之音，世界的声音，因为新闻自由始终至关重要。
美国的一线医护人员正面临着口罩严重短缺的问题，而越来越多的美国民众正在帮助从海外采购口罩支援前线。来看报道。
特里西亚·彭德格拉斯特是芝加哥的医学专业一年级学生。自三月中旬以来，彭德格拉斯特和其他医学专业的学生一直在为新冠病毒流行病的前线医务人员提供个人防护设备。通过网上团购平台和社区捐赠，学生们共获得了30,000个口罩的资金。
Being able to play a role in keeping, you know, people safe is a privilege, and that's kind of a privilege that defines being a physician.
一些医生亲自参与医疗设备的采购，为急诊室的同事们提供防护装备。
Literally watching.Our ER physicians going from one room to the next to intubate patients in the emergency room. Put as much PPE on as you can, go in and intubate, come out and take it off, and then try to turn around and do it all over again.
在一个叫做 GoFundMe 网站上，有几百项活动都在为美国医院提供医用的防护口罩，这些口罩大部分来自中国。卡拉戴尔经营一家玩具公司，他有商业关系，从中国获得了20,000个口罩。
I contacted my manufacturer that I've worked with for 10 years in China, and she started helping me source masks. There's a lot of competition among buyers, and so you have to have cash in order to buy masks.
但是有现金的人也不一定能够买得到。
Factory got shut down, surrounded by police, and the government shut it down before they were able to send our supply.
斯通的联系人告诉他，中国政府不允许产品全部出口。这位联系人告诉他，如果以更高的价格订购更多的产品，他可以再跟这家工厂敲定。
I just feel like I need to do what I promised that I was going to do, or I need to give the money back. And I really don't want to have to give it back. I'd rather succeed and be able to help the healthcare workers in Austin.
美国之音记者曹恩静报道。
美国的新冠疫情使得大多数宗教场所都停止了活动，不过有几位宗教领袖还是因为违反规定而受到了法律的惩罚。
这位佛罗里达牧师因在教堂给几百名信众布道而被捕，罗德尼·霍华德·布朗以非法集会的罪名受控，说他无视当地的新冠病毒居家令，他仍然拒绝认错。
I'm not ashamed to be arrested for the First Amendment of the United States, whichI know other people think I was getting arrested for other things. I mean, you can make up whatever charges you want to. And I know the sheriff said we can't hide behind the First Amendment, but we can.
地方当局正在严肃对待这一违规行为。
His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with them this week in danger.
这不是一个孤立的案例。有信众最近在路易斯安那州巴吞卢日郊外的一所教堂聚会，那里的牧师也被逮捕。自新冠病毒爆发以来，许多宗教场所都关闭了大门，在网上进行宗教活动。塞尔维亚·萨姆特牧师说，这个做法是正确的。
To put people in danger, to me goes against your edict to sort of say not, do no harm, but to serve the greater good.And keeping the doors of the church open is not serving the greater good of your flock and those whom they come in contact with.
在新的限制下，一些教堂尝试举行户外活动，但要保持更多的社交距离。
Even though we have to keep a distance, we can still come together.
许多礼拜场所在经济上受到影响，停止服务会停止现场捐款。现在网上捐赠正在加强力度。
When this is over, we still want to have a church and a sanctuary. We have a mortgage to pay, keep the lights on, and pay the salary of the employees, and that's a big part.
更加不确定的是，没有人知道疫情大流行何时结束，宗教聚会何时才能够恢复。美国之音西姆金斯，华盛顿报道。
一家位于纽约罗切斯特的甜品店推出了一款特别的甜甜圈，上面印有美国首席免疫学家福契医生的头像。
Yes, we feel that the mitigation that we're doing right now is having an effect. It's very difficult to quantitate.
自1984年以来，福契医生在五位美国总统任内一直是美国首席免疫学家。现在很多人称他是应对新冠病毒的科学代言人。美国人看电视上他做简报以得到安慰。现在你还可以看到它在甜甜圈上还能吃掉。推出这款热门甜食的是愉悦甜甜圈老板尼克·塞莫拉诺。
Donuts are an American treat. They always have been. Well, he's an American hero. So what amazing pairing right there.
塞莫拉诺说，在福气甜甜圈流行之前，他和他在纽约罗彻斯特的烘焙团队尝试了其他想法。
They actually started off with just blue sprinkles for the medical field. You got to do red, white, and blue because you have to show American pride.
他说，第一批甜甜圈出炉48小时内，就在社交媒体上快速传播开来。
We're getting flooded with phone calls of stories and thank yous and how many people he saved his life or the impact they had. A lot of he deserves it, an amazing man. You know, his colleges is calling, his colleagues are calling.Other doctors locally in our area that know him are just overwhelmed. They're all buying the donuts and support. So it's good to see the support he has around him.
他还对这场危机带来的意外生意表示感谢。
So we don't have to lay anybody off because that's tough. You know, as a business owner, I've got a lot of sleepless nights with the fact that we have a lot of families we feed. You know, we have 54 employees here that rely on me. Their families rely on me. Their incomes, their house, their mortgage, their rent.Their groceries all rely on something we do here. So it's not just about me and the business or a donut. This is everybody as a whole.
人们与福气医生团结一心，抗击新冠病毒。美国之音普劳华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 朋友们，大家好，今天是4月8号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普和前副总统拜登通电话，商讨新冠疫情。特朗普政府禁止出口医疗物资到外国，但是表示并不担心其他国家不提供医疗物资给美国。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
4月6号星期一，美国境内因为新型冠状病毒而死亡的人数突破了10000人。那么到4月7号的中午为止呢，美国境内的死亡人数已经高达11000多人。那么特朗普总统在星期一晚上的白宫新闻记者会上呢，表示说正在与他来竞争2020总统大选的民主党总统候选人之一前副总统拜登已经打电话给他，两个人商讨了新型冠状病毒的疫情。那么其实呢，这个拜登多次的在媒体上已经批评过特朗普政府在新冠疫情上的应变动作太慢。拜登呢，甚至早在1月27号就已经投书了《今日美国报》，呼吁特朗普要关注正在中国发生的病毒疫情。那么特朗普总统呢，他则表示说，拜登与他在这个电话上的谈论十分的愉快，两个人大概持续讨论了15分钟。我们看看特朗普总统星期一在白宫的记者会上是怎么说的。
I also spoke just a few minutes ago with Vice President, former Vice President Biden, who called, and we had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about. And he gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that. And we just had a very friendly conversation.Lasted probably 15 minutes, and it was really good. It was really good. Really nice. I think it was very much so. I appreciate his calling.
所以我们知道特朗普政府对于美国的境内的一些医疗的设备，包括像是现在很受到关注的 N95 口罩已经进行了出口的禁令。那么这个做法呢，也引发了包括加拿大等国家的抗议。印度也对美国实施两种药物的禁令，也就是特朗普总统经常所说可以拿来治疗新冠病毒的强氯喹还有这个扑热息痛两种药物的出口禁令。虽然目前没有医学上的证据，而且美国政府的医学专家表示是还需要谨慎的来考量，但特朗普总统一直公开推广强氯喹是治疗新冠肺炎的药物。特朗普总统在星期一晚上的简报会上说呢，他对于印度的出口禁令表示不满，并且表示可能会进行报复。我们来看一下特朗普总统在星期一的新闻简报会上是怎么说的。
I don't like that decision. I didn't hear that that was his decision. I know that he stopped it for other countries. I spoke to him yesterday. We had a very good talk, and we'll see whether or not that's his. I would be surprised if he would. You know, because India does very well with the United States. For many years, they've been taking advantage of the United States on trade.So I would be surprised if that were his decision. He'd have to tell me that. I spoke to him Sunday morning, called him, and I said, we'd appreciate your allowing our supply to come out. If he doesn't allow it to come out, that would be okay. But of course, there may be retaliation. Why wouldn't there be?
此外呢，特朗普总统在星期一晚上的新闻记者会上也是说呢，已经跟这个制造 N95 口罩的厂商 3M 达成了协议，之后呢，这家公司将会每个月生产5550万片的口罩。那么星期一晚上呢，特朗普政府就宣布了暂时停止部分的 N95 口罩出口禁令。那此外，星期二的上午，印度政府就表示说，在印度国内够用的前提之下，将基于人道的理由，将强氯喹出口的禁令部分的免除。此外呢，特朗普总统也提到，在疫情的影响之下，美国与中国如何进行贸易上的合作。但同时呢，他也质问在这个白宫的记者会上来问他这些问题的中国记者，是不是为中国政府而工作？我们看特朗普总统是怎么质问这个中国记者的。
Thank you, Mr. President. Only last week, there were multiple flights coming from China full of medical supplies.
Yes.
Companies like Huawei and Alibaba have been donating right. to the United States
People
like
1.5
million N95 masks and also a lot of medical gloves and much more medical supplies.
Sounds like a statement more than a question.
And Ambassador, Chinese Ambassador Cui Tianhai last night wrote an op-ed on New York Times calling to cooperation with the United States. So are you personally
working directly with China.
We just signed a trade deal.
Still fighting with the
virus. It's the biggest deal probably ever made, and I hope they're going to honor that trade deal. If they don't honor the trade deal, then I'll tell you a different answer. But I think they will. They're going to spend billions of dollars for agriculture. They're going to spend billions of dollars for many different things, whereas China never spent money in our country. We spent money. We had a deficit, a trade deficit with China for years of $500 billion, $400 billion. We had the biggest trade deficits in the history of the world with China. Now China's going to spend a lot, has agreed to spend $250 billion, many billions of dollars in our country, much of it going to farmers and manufacturers. So I'll let you know. I mean, I hope they're going to honor the deal. We'll find
out. With China? Are you cooperating with China?
I don't know. Who are you working for, China? You work for China or are you with a newspaper? Who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that, China?
It's
is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private-owned company.
Okay, good. Okay. Look, I'll let you know. I'll give you a good answer to that in a few months. I wanted to see what they do. Because it's time for them to help us, okay? It's time right now for China to help us. And hopefully they do. And if they don't, that's okay, too.
除此之外呢，白宫的人事也出现了变动。在新的白宫幕僚长梅多斯上任之后，就传出会可能撤换白宫的发言人。四月七号星期二，第一夫人办公室发出了声明，这个白宫新闻秘书格丽斯罕离职，回到东乡第一夫人办公室来担任第一夫人的幕僚长。那改由特朗普竞选阵营的发言人来出任白宫的发言人，而原国防部的发言人阿丽莎Farrer 呢，则是出任白宫的策略通讯主任。所以呢，在这个疫情这个蔓延的期间呢，看起来白宫内部的人事也出现了变动。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
美国总统特朗普表示，美国已经购买了3000万剂强氯喹，用于治疗新冠肺炎。不过，目前没有科学证据表明这种药的有效性。我们来看报道。
尽管没有数据显示这种抗疟疾药对新冠肺炎的有效性，但人们仍然在囤积这种药物用于治疗新冠肺炎。非洲各处药房的抗疟疾药几乎售罄，绝望的国家包括美国在内正在扩大获得强氯喹的途径，以便治疗新冠肺炎。
We bought massive amounts of it, 29 million doses of it. We have it coming from all of the labs. We're actually now doing it here because in case it does work,We want to have it.
强氯喹也以其商标名必克赖吕相称，用于治疗疟疾、狼疮和关节炎。尽管这种药对新冠病毒的杀伤力没有得到证实，但自二月份以来，特朗普一直以极大的热情推荐使用。
I may take it, okay? I may take it, and I'll have to ask my doctors about that, but I may take it.
特朗普的冠状病毒工作团队的首席卫生专家安东尼·福奇一再表示，这种药的有效性只是传闻。新闻网站 Axios 的报道称，白宫贸易顾问纳瓦罗跟福奇医生因为该药发生了冲突。尽管尚未进行临床研究来测试该药治疗新冠病毒的有效性，但当局已经在三月中旬批准在紧急情况下使用该药。
For a clinical benefit.And so we have just a little bit of human evidence that it might work. The studies are small, and we desperately need results from randomized clinical trials to see if it's going to have any effect.
特朗普提到说，疟疾高发国家的新冠病例很低，而且患有狼疮的人不太受新冠病毒的影响。前卫生部副部长助理阿南德·帕雷克现在在两党政策中心任职。他说，那只是一种推测。
Until we see data and evidence, we should not jump to any conclusions. The more likely reason, for example, countries in Africa not reporting a high number of cases is simply because testing has lagged in those countries.
美国的医院一直在给新冠病毒患者服用强氯喹，理由是它相对安全，并且可能不会造成伤害。对于心律异常的人来说，这种药被认为是不安全的。美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉报道。
一位来自福建的纽约曼哈顿广告店店主为医务人员义务制作了防疫插管箱，这个插管箱可以减少医务人员被感染的风险。一起去看一看。
几天前，曼哈顿的维达广告店主王威奇收到女儿同学妈妈的短信，询问他是否可以帮忙制作一款插管箱，目的是让纽约医务人员为新冠病人插管的时候可以多一层保护。王威奇一口答应了下来。
就是前一天刚看到 Amber Tasker 说他们没有任何的就是防护的那个设施啊，一些glove， 然后一些口罩啊之类的。那个新闻真的很让我很伤心。然后第二天他们就联系到我说，好，没问题，我可以帮你们做。
这款插管箱是由台湾花莲医生赖贤勇设计的。赖医生日前在网上免费公开了设计图，王维奇的店按照图表研究了两天，做出了两个盒子送到纽约表维医院，成功投入使用后，他们用义务做了十个插管箱。
其他的医生说也需要这些盒子，因为是他们相信是可以大大减少那个风险的。
因新冠病毒疫情，王维奇已经一个月没有任何业务，他无力承担全部的开销。于是医护人员在 GoFundMe 众筹网上发起筹款，计划先做100个插管箱，由王威奇和另外一家店共同分担制作，并根据医院反馈之后追加产量。截至4月6日，他们已经募捐到约$20,000。王威奇说，这些钱都将用于支付制作成本，他们不会从中盈利。
我先生他自己做，因为过门来了两天，他的家人还是有点担心，他说出路的这个问题呢，然后家人就不让他来了，所以那之后都是我老公自己一个人在组装的。
王玉琪的丈夫每天可以做6至8个插管箱，目前做好的箱子已经送到了纽约的4所医院。
医院现在全部已经开始投入使用了，如果是我们送到的那些医院，他们说都很好，就反应来说就可以帮他们 save life， 就是拯救他们的生命。
美国之音记者九岛纽约报道。
中国通过对各国的抗疫援助来提高自己的全球领导地位，与此同时，特朗普政府正在减少对各国的承诺，转而聚焦自己国内的抗疫战线上。我们来看报道。
中国正在派遣满载医疗用品的飞机前往西班牙、意大利、马来西亚、菲律宾，甚至还有美国，以帮助预防和治疗致命的新冠病毒。分析人士表示，中国的外援行动是为了改善自己在世界部分地区的形象。
China's positive public diplomacy based on public goods, especially in the developing or less developed world, is probably going to accrue to China's soft power benefit.
然而，分析人士警告说，中国的慈善之举也是一个广泛的宣传活动的部分，目的是消灭批评声浪。批评者指责中国的独裁政府隐瞒疫情爆发达几星期之久，并且惩罚那些对新冠病毒的威胁发出警报的医生和异议人士，还有对病例以多报少，因此导致遏制全球大流行的行动挫败。对病毒爆发源头的调查日益加紧之际，最近几星期，中国官方宣传美国军方将新冠病毒带到中国的虚假说法，这场病毒爆发威胁到数百万人以及全球数万亿美元的贸易。
China is an arsonist who's now trying to turn around and put out the fire that it started. And do we really want them to get the credit for that?
批评人士说，特朗普政府的反应也是出于政治动机。
First government to be aware of the Wuhan virus was the China.
公开的羞辱中国，把新冠病毒称作武汉病毒，以转移对华盛顿最初反应迟钝的指责。尽管美国正在提供数百万美元的援助，帮助全球各地打击致命的新冠病毒，但白宫暗示不该将某些防护设备送到国外，以优先顾及国内需求。中国对新冠病毒的外援行动以及美国对美国优先的强调，在某些方面反映出变化中的世界秩序。
For the most part, the coronavirus has only exacerbated and accelerated trends that had been well in place before COVID-19.
北京通过$10,000,000,000的国际援助和投资基金，努力提高自己的全球领导地位。与此同时，特朗普总统在减少对外国的承诺，聚焦在国内的抗疫战线。美国之音记者帕登华盛顿报道。
一项新的研究表明，全球每年可能有5种动物传播的病原体感染人类，遏制野生动物交易迫在眉睫。来看报道。
据一个著名的野生动物和环境保护组织表示，亚洲的野生动物交易是一宗大生意，仅仅在中国就创造了超过70亿美元的利润。但是随着人畜共患病，也就是病毒从动物转移到人类的疾病不断增加，野生动物的贸易和消费也已成为全球性的威胁。大多数专家呼吁禁止野生动物的贸易和消费。
We're not talking about banning deer or duck hunting. We're talking about ending the global commercial trade in wild animals. This COVID-19 started in a wildlife market in Wuhan, China. The Chinese know it. That's why they closed that market, closed all markets across the country, and have banned wildlife trade and wildlife consumption.
亚洲对食用穿山甲和其他野生动物的胃口，导致2000年初的几次病毒爆发，其中包括 SARS 的大流行。据信病毒是从蝙蝠传播给穿山甲和果子狸，然后再传给人类的。过去动物传播的疾病都没有一种像新冠病毒一样广泛传播，不过医生们希望新技术将有助于开发疫苗。
ในระหว่างที่มนุษยชาติเรามีเทคโนโลยีการสื่อสารที่รวดเร็วเรียกว่ายุคที่เรียกว่าเป็น Big Data ที่เป็นเรียลไทม์อย่างยิ่ง
在中国的邻国比如缅甸，狩猎野生动物是一个传统，为当地家庭提供食物和收入。但随着农村地区的发展，贩运野生动物的威胁和当地居民传统的生活方式发生冲突。
ของป่าเนี่ยเรากินตั้งแต่เป็นเด็กแล้วแต่ว่าเราไม่รู้อะไรหรอกที่มันจิตเชื่อจิตไว้ไรอะไรเงี้ยถ้าเขาปิดอย่างเงี้ยเขาว่าเราก็หายกินยากนะเราเจอลูกหลานเราก็อาจจะไม่มีอะไรจะกินคือ
随着中国开始放宽对曾经是新冠病毒温床地区的限制，环保团体表示，他们将继续施压，以永久消除野生动物的贸易以及随之而来的致命病毒。美国之音桑福德，泰国贾米报道。
纽约一个动物园的老虎新冠病毒检测呈阳性，另外还有其他的一些动物也出现了症状。园方表示，这些动物可能是被一名员工感染的。我们来看报道。
纽约布朗克斯动物园兽医保罗·卡勒对美联社说，园内一名没有出现症状的染疫员工被认为是导致4岁雌性老虎纳迪亚感染新冠以及另外6只老虎和狮子生病的原因。
Nadia, who's a 4-year-old female Malayan tiger, developed a cough, and over the course of a week, 4 tigers and 3 lions developed coughs. Some had wheezing, some were off food a little bitand they were not, you know, seriously ill, but Nadia just didn't seem to be progressing the way we would like, so we anesthetized her for diagnostic testing.
老虎在3月27日开始出现症状，现在他们的状况都不错，预计很快会恢复健康。受纽约疫情影响，动物园已于3月16日关闭。卡勒医生说，这是首个有据可查的人把病毒传染给动物导致动物生病的病例。
Original spread from an animal to person, probably from a bat to a person in one way or the other, occurred, and that's how people became infected. In the subsequent months, as this pandemic has spread around the globe, people-to-people transmission is the infection route. There's no evidence that, other than that initial spillover, that any animal has infected any person anywhere. And this actually is the first really well-documented example of a person infecting an animal and an animal getting sick.
卡勒说，给老虎做的新冠检测由兽医学校的实验室进行，与给人做的新冠检测不同，也不冲突。
So the fact that we ran an animal COVID test has nothing to do with the human COVID testing, and there's no competition between the two. There wasn't a choice made, you know, that we were going to spend a human test on an animal. They're two parallel.Testing pathways.
动物园老虎染疫引发新冠病毒在动物身上传播的新问题。美国农业部证实了纳迪亚确诊的结果，但是表示美国目前尚无宠物或家禽感染病毒的案例。在美国以外其他地方，有猫狗宠物在密切接触感染者后检测呈阳性的报道。比如2月底3月初，在香港，一只狗被检测出低浓度的新冠病毒。香港农业当局当时的结论是，猫狗不会把病毒传染给人类，但是在接触感染新冠病毒的主人后，可能会检测呈阳性。 美国兽医协会和美国疾控中心建议，为谨慎起见，感染新冠病毒的人应避免接触动物。兽医组织在获悉老虎确诊新冠病毒之后，也重申了这条建议。美国之音新闻报道。
美国人目前都在家工作，美国之音的记者们也不例外。为了呈现最好的报道效果，我的同事们可以说是八仙过海，各显神通。我们一起去看一看。
I'm Amanda Bennett and I'm director of Voice of America. We've got some pretty interesting things going on. I'm recording this from home because here at Voice of America, almost all of us are now working remotely in order to help slow the spread of the coronavirus.
美国之音。坚持我们的使命。
We at the Voice of America are taking COVID-19 very seriously. And for that reason, we're bringing you Africa 54 live from Esther's house.
今天以及每一天，我们都在这里。即使在艰难的时刻，我们还是想方设法为您带来新闻。从我们的储物间，通过我们的笔记本电脑，从我们的家里，一边照顾我们的孩子，狗狗在等待我们带他们出去散步，我们的家是我们新的新闻直播间。尽管我们全部都在家，但是新闻一直不间断，节目必须继续。美国之音，世界的声音，因为新闻自由始终至关重要。
美国的一线医护人员正面临着口罩严重短缺的问题，而越来越多的美国民众正在帮助从海外采购口罩支援前线。来看报道。
特里西亚·彭德·格拉斯特是芝加哥的医学专业一年级学生。自三月中旬以来，彭德·格拉斯特和其他医学专业的学生一直在为新冠病毒流行病的前线医务人员提供个人防护设备。通过网上团购平台和社区捐赠，学生们共获得了30,000个口罩的资金。
Being able to play a role in keeping, you know, people safe is a privilege, and that's kind of a privilege that defines being a physician.
一些医生亲自参与医疗设备的采购，为急诊室的同事们提供防护装备。
Literally watching our ER physicians going from one room to the next to intubate patients in the emergency room, put as much PPE on as you can.Go in and intubate, come out and take it off, and then try to turn around and do it all over again.
在一个叫做 GoFundMe 网站上，有几百项活动都在为美国医院提供医用的防护口罩。这些口罩大部分来自中国。卡拉戴尔经营一家玩具公司，他有商业关系，从中国获得了20,000个口罩。
I contacted my manufacturer that I've worked with for 10 years in China, and she started helping me source masks. There's a lot of competition among buyers, and so you have to have cash in order to buy masks.
但是有现金的人也不一定能够买得到。
Factory got shut down, surrounded by police, and the government shut it down before they were able to send our supply.
思通的联系人告诉他，中国政府不允许产品全部出口。这位联系人告诉他，如果以更高的价格订购更多的产品，他可以再跟这家工厂敲定。
I just feel like I need to do what I promised that I was going to do, or I need to give the money back. And I really don't want to have to give it back. I'd rather succeed and be able to help the healthcare workers in Austin.
美国之音记者曹恩静报道。
美国的新冠疫情使得大多数宗教场所都停止了活动，不过有几位宗教领袖还是因为违反规定而受到了法律的惩罚。
这位佛罗里达牧师因在教堂给几百名信众布道而被捕，罗德尼·霍华德·布朗以非法集会的罪名受控，说他无视当地的新冠病毒居家令，他仍然拒绝认错。
I'm not ashamed to be arrested for the First Amendment of the United States, whichI know other people think I was getting arrested for other things. I mean, you can make up whatever charges you want to. And I know the sheriff said we can't hide behind the First Amendment, but we can.
地方当局正在严肃对待这一违规行为。
His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk and thousands of residents who may interact with them this week in danger.
这不是一个孤立的案例。有信众最近在路易斯安那州巴吞卢日郊外的一所教堂聚会，那里的牧师也被逮捕。自新冠病毒爆发以来，许多宗教场所都关闭了大门，在网上进行宗教活动。塞尔维亚·萨姆特牧师说，这个做法是正确的。
To put people in danger, to me goes against your edict to sort of say not, do no harm, but to serve the greater good.And keeping the doors of the church open is not serving the greater good of your flock and those whom they come in contact with.
在新的限制下，一些教堂尝试举行户外活动，但要保持更多的社交距离。
Even though we have to keep a distance, we can still come together.
许多礼拜场所在经济上受到影响，停止服务会停止现场捐款。现在网上捐赠正在加强力度。
When this is over, we still want to have a church and a sanctuary. We have a mortgage to pay, keep the lights on, and pay the salary of the employees, and that's a big part. So we
are. 更加不确定的是，没有人知道疫情大流行何时结束，宗教聚会何时才能够恢复。美国之音西姆金斯，华盛顿报道。
一家位于纽约罗切斯特的甜品店推出了一款特别的甜甜圈，上面印有美国首席免疫学家福契医生的头像。
Yes, we feel that the mitigation that we're doing right now is having an effect. It's very difficult to quantitate it.
自1984年以来，福契医生在五位美国总统任内一直是美国首席免疫学家。现在，很多人称他是应对新冠病毒的科学代言人。美国人看电视上他做简报以得到安慰，现在你还可以看到他在甜甜圈上还能吃掉。推出这款热门甜食的是愉悦甜甜圈老板尼克·塞莫拉诺。
Donuts are an American treat. They always have been. Well, he's an American hero. So what amazing pairing right there.
塞莫拉诺说，在福气甜甜圈流行之前，他和他在纽约罗彻斯特的烘焙团队尝试了其他想法。
They actually started off with just blue sprinkles for the medical field. You got to do red, white, and blue because you have to show American pride.
他说，第一批甜甜圈出炉48小时内，就在社交媒体上快速传播开来。
We're getting flooded with phone calls of stories and thank yous and how many people he saved his life or the impact they had. A lot of he deserves it, an amazing man. You know, his colleges is calling, his colleagues are calling.Other doctors locally in our area that know him are just overwhelmed. They're all buying the donuts and support. So it's good to see the support he has around him.
他还对这场危机带来的意外生意表示感谢。
So we don't have to lay anybody off because that's tough. You know, as a business owner, I've got a lot of sleepless nights with the fact that we have a lot of families we feed. You know, we have 54 employees here that rely on me. Their families rely on me. Their incomes, their house, their mortgage, their rent.Their groceries all rely on something we do here. So it's not just about me and the business or a donut. This is everybody as a whole.
人们与福气医生团结一心，抗击新冠病毒。美国之音普劳华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。